Almost 10 years ago, in fact, 10 years ago exactly this coming March 29th, my mother whispered something to me in church. She said softly with a voice that echoes, "Son, they have no wine. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." The next words I heard came from the altar. "Let he who is to be ordained deacon come forward." The words of one mother were of encouragement, and the words of Mother Church were an invitation to sacrifice and to service. And God had given them both. There was encouragement and there was invitation, there was consolation, and the shadow of a not too distant cross. I was invited to climb 3 steps in the cathedral. Peter, James, and John were invited up a high mountain. They went up the mountain with Jesus and they saw something happen there. His clothes became dazzling white. They saw the glory of the only Son of God. He was changed. He was revealed. He was glorious. And Jesus was standing with Moses and Elijah. Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the representative of the prophets. They were speaking with Jesus, the one who is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. And the voice of the Father declared from the midst of a cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." This was a word of encouragement before the moment of sacrifice. Peter, James, and John would remember this morning on the high mountain as Jesus was undergoing his passion and death. They had seen his glory. They knew that he was the Son of God. The high mountain was the place of encouragement. For Abraham and Isaac, though, the mountain was the place of sacrifice. "Take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and offer him up as a holocaust." We are impressed by the faith of Abraham, but we are quite disturbed by this story. It is a great consolation for us that the word of the angel came and prevented the shedding of blood. Isaac was spared. Abraham was faithful. The mountain was a place of sacrifice and a place of God's blessing. Where Isaac was to be sacrificed, God provided a ram. God promised a blessing to Abraham and his children forever on that high mountain. The mountain was a place of sacrifice and blessing for Abraham. The mountain was a place of teaching and revealing and encouragement for Peter, James, and John. They wanted to stay there. "Let us build 3 tents. We can stay here. We can stay here in the glory and the light and the comfort and the encouragement. We can stay here on the high mountain and forget about everything else." But the glory would not remain. Moses and Elijah would fade away. There was work to do. 3 tents could not hold the presence of the law and the prophets and the Savior of the world. The transfiguration of Jesus was a moment of encouragement and consolation for the disciples in anticipation of the suffering of the servant in Jerusalem. It was a gift to them in anticipation of the greatest gift, which is the resurrection. The Lord Jesus called them from their vision of glory, and he told them not to be afraid. He invited them to give up their fear and their comfort on the mountain and to be consoled by Jesus alone. 3 tents on a high mountain could not hold the divine presence. 3 tents on a high mountain could not hold the divine presence. But 3 crosses on a low mountain would. These days of Lent, we will make our journey from the mountain of glory to the mountain of Calvary. The Lord Jesus did not invite us to a high mountain today, but to a parish church. And yet, in our midst, the words of the prophets and the precepts of the law are announced. The voice of a man will speak with the power of the Son of God. And veiled in the simple gifts that only faith can recognize, Jesus Christ is made present to us. The Lord has invited us. It is good that we are here. Amen.